with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Republicans ramping up their oversight of federally funded universities amid the ongoing anti-Semitic protest on campuses across the country. Bob Agnew reports.
When it comes to the sometimes violent demonstrations, Speaker Johnson says,
"We all know what is happening around the country right now, and House Republicans are here to do something about it."
And by Republicans, he means every House committee and members of the leadership, like House Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
"We're asking all of our committee chairs to look into the billions of federal taxpayer dollars that go to these universities."
Republicans say they may use the power of the purse to demand changes in university policy, and in some cases, the dismissal of university presidents who are failing to keep Jewish students safe on campus. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Israeli leaders in his push for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas to impress on them that the time is now for an agreement that would free hostages and bring a pause in the nearly 7 months of war. Also at SRNnews.com, a federal judge ruling that some North Carolina government's restrictions on dispensing abortion pills are unlawful.
Some of North Carolina's government restrictions on dispensing abortion pills, like requiring doctors to prescribe and provide the drug to the patient in person, are unlawful because they frustrate the goal of Congress to use federal regulators to ensure the drug is distributed safely. That's according to a ruling by U.S. District Judge Catherine Eagles in Greensboro. Other restrictions on the drug mifepristone that were challenged, such as requiring an in-person consultation 72 hours in advance, an in-person examination, and an ultrasound before prescribing, are not preempted and can remain. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Dow ahead 154 points, the NASDAQ down 52. This is SRN News. Is your pastor lonely?
He probably is. A new study from the Hartford Institute for Religion Research finds 58% of clergymen report feeling lonely on a regular basis. In fact, there is an epidemic of loneliness sweeping the U.S., and the Hartford poll demonstrates that pastors are not immune. A study by Lifeway Research reveals that loneliness is a particular problem for young clergymen who say they need to spend more time developing meaningful friendships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A religious freedom group is broadcasting into North Korea. International Christian Concern is partnering with Free North Korea Radio to broadcast the gospel and other information into the repressive communist enclave. North Korea is generally considered the single worst persecutor of Christians in the world, a place where faith in Christ is officially outlawed and punishable by death. This is SRN News. A stern warning from the feds.
The FBI says scammers stole more than $3.4 billion from older Americans last year. That report shows a rise in losses through increasingly sophisticated tactics to trick the elderly into giving up their life savings. Investigators are warning of a rise in brazen schemes to drain the bank accounts involving sending couriers to collect cash or gold from the victims. Jason Walker reporting.
Ford recalling nearly 243,000 Maverick small pickup trucks because the taillights may not illuminate. A computer can falsely detect too much current on one or both of the lights, causing them to stay dark while the trucks are moving. That can increase the risk of a crash. The recall covers certain pickups from the 2022 through 2024 model years. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.